This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're really good, really delicious. Go get those drink mixes. You go to the checkout line via swiftenergy.gg. Put in the code QUEST in the checkout line, and you get 25% off of your purchase. No matter how many things you buy, all good stuff. Very little crash. Some drink mixes give more crash than others. Swift Energy, they're on the low end of that. So yeah, go get those drink mixes. They're good, real good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh, we got a lot of content up there, boys and girls. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some ice. Now you don't need cats. We got some games that are coming. It could be on sale. And some Helldivers 2. Well, in that game, players are telling the developers to just chill. Just chill out. I think that's what they're saying. But we start today with a comparison. And we've heard this before, I believe. If you remember back when PlayStation and Xbox came out with the current consoles, you saw some performance comparisons. And we knew that Xbox was doing a better job than PlayStation. Well, with Grounded coming out via purexbox.com, so yeah, this is going to be a little bit skewed. They're saying that PlayStation 5 is still a little bit slower than Xbox Series X. And they were talking about Digital Foundry when the game Grounded went over to PlayStation 5 just a week ago. And here's what Digital Foundry did say. Quote, Xbox Series X is a solid 60 FPS throughout, barring occasional one-frame drops and the odd hitch while auto-saving kicks in. Switching to PlayStation 5, we see a very different result. On its latest patch, 1.02, we're getting a 60 FPS line in parts, but too often we see it plummeting to 50s or as low as 45 FPS. So yeah, it's slower. Anyway, looking at the 1080p and the 1215p, that was compared to the 1512p and the 4K between PlayStation 5 and Xbox. Xbox has the 4K. And they were also looking at Nintendo Switch, and they said Nintendo Switch was at 30 FPS. But we kind of figured that. Now we got a little bit of Dead by Daylight update for you, because according to PSU.com, which is PlayStationUniverse.com, and they're saying that Dead by Daylight, PlayStation 5, the files have been, well, downsized by about 20 gigabytes in the latest update. But that's not the only thing in the update, because you'll be able to find items that are on sale, find cosmetics from a specific collection, and purchase bundles that contain multiple items at a discounted price. And the reason why that data is now smaller is because of the Chaos Shuffle. It's a new modifier. So, yep. You're going to have fun there. And like I said before, VG247 said that the Helldivers 2 hardcores are trying to get the casual players to stick to the battle plan. But players are telling other players, not what I said before, because I said that the players were telling the developers to chill out. That's not the case. The players were telling other players to chill out because some of the major orders are harder than others, where you have to go kill like 2 billion bugs, where you have to coordinate the defense of 10 planets. But when they do that, some players just want to be left to play the game how they want to play it. So Spitz did say on their Discord, quote, frankly, you can't continue to blame the developers when the community came with a plan. Ask me if it worked. I got direct confirmation from the GM that it would work, told you all that it work encouraged you to do it. The GM tweaked the decay rate to make it even easier, and there still wasn't enough of a player effort to make it happen. Short of handling the win, there isn't a lot more we can do. In fact, there's another quote, even if we dedicated resources and time adding some method of in-game voting, which planets should be the priority, that does absolutely nothing to stop the casual players from ignoring the vote and just continue to play where they want to play. People who want to engage in strategy and planning are generally already in Discord or on Reddit because they've sought out like-minded players. So basically, it's players who want to play the game how they want to play it. So if you want to go hardcore, go hardcore. If you don't want to go hardcore, then don't. But people may want mice, or maybe they don't. We'll start with The Verge. And Razer's Viper 3 Pro Mouse is now maybe available? Well, Viper did put out a nice comparison between the two mice. And right now, the price for Viper 3 is at $160. And does have a lot of hours that you can play on the mouse when it is disconnected. And some weight measurements and comparisons, along some other things. But that's only if you care about speed. If you don't, then Engadget did say, well, if you don't want to buy the Viper, well, there's some other things that are out there too. But this is the review of the $160 Viper 3. But they did provide a gaming mouse buying guide. So if you want a new mouse and you want to pay $160 for it, good luck. Go for it, I guess. Now we're going to go a little bit all over the place because we got some stuff coming out and stuff that's on sale. PSU.com did say that Zenless Zone Zero does have a PlayStation 5 release date. And Zenless Zone Zero is an urban action RPG and will be out not just on your phones. It'll be on PC and PlayStation 5. Now it does not have a release date yet, but according to the Apple Store, the game will come out on July 3rd, but that's not an official release date. So we'll see when it comes out. Now, one thing I did forget to put in about the first part of the show, and it said that WCCF Tech says that Nintendo Switch 2 is not as powerful as the Steam Deck, but maybe that won't matter because Switch 2 may not be as powerful as the Steam Deck because typically Switch is not as powerful as what, let's say, PlayStation 4 was, or Xbox One was. So, when the new Switch does come out, which could be somewhere, or sometime this year or next year, we will be able to see what comes with it. But that'll be then. If it's not as powerful, then it's not as powerful. Okay, now back to good stuff. Because if you got an Xbox, Pure Xbox did say there's gonna be about 350 games that'll be discounted. I'll just give a couple. They did provide a pretty good list. But yeah, I'll just give a couple. Like Aliens Fireteam Elite Into the Hive Edition. That's got an 80% discount to it. Fable 2, 50% discount. Madden NFL 24, 80% off. The Medium, 50% off. And WWE 2K24 Deluxe Edition, 25% off. Oh, Tomb Raider is also 25% off too. Enjoy those. Now, DualShockers did say that Tell Me Your Story did take some inspiration from some of the studios. Now, I'm not going to tell you about where they got the inspirations from, because that might spoil the story. So I'll give you a little bit of background. So you'll be the schoolgirl, Amelia, and you'll be visiting her grandma's Rose Cottage. And Rose will be telling stories. And apparently you'll be living through those stories. So, right now, there is no date, no release date to it, but it was revealed. And it will be coming to Nintendo Switch. Now, one game is going to be delisted on Xbox One because it's coming to Series X and S. According to Pure Xbox, it is 7 days to die. And that'll be delisted on Xbox One in July. And it'll be coming over to Xbox Series X and S. So if you want that game, just wait for July. And then they did provide a bit of a roadmap because the console launch will be in July. Quarter four for 2024, Storm's Brewing. Quarter two, 2025, is a new threat. And quarter four next year will be the road ahead. You know, we'll be ahead tomorrow. We'll be back with more news. You can be rest assured. Words are indeed hard. This has been a Dawnforge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.